Açar.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First of all, I would like to thank the organizers of this Baltic Forum. This is my first time participation in this event. And also, I have been to Latvia for the first time. So far, so good. I would like to thank all who would spend, you know, invest in this important forum. I am going to talk about today more on problems and challenges of the EU. There are, you know, many global players, but since the global economic crisis of 2009, I think one of the most problematic areas has become EU. And EU is a major player in the world in many aspects, so we have to focus on what's going on in the EU and what are the problems, what are the reasons or the sources of those problems, and what can be done. First, I'm going to talk about the problems and the different dimensions of the problems of the EU and sources of the problems, and then lastly, what can be done. Okay, what's the matter with EU? I think everybody would agree that EU is in deep crisis now. It's a multi-dimensional crisis. It has economic dimension, it has political dimension, it has cultural dimension, it has demographic dimension. okay, what are the sources of the problem? From my perspective, I think we can summarize the basic sources of the ongoing problems in the EU can be summarized as follows. One thing is philosophical, historical dimension. 14th century Muslim philosopher and statesman Ibn Khaldun put forward a theory of life cycle of the civilizations. okay, I'll come into that. Demographic aging population is a serious problem for EU. Economically, we have lack of fiscal discipline, heavy debt burden going up. Again, budget deficits are also increasing. Labor market regulations and economic stagnation. Culturally, we have this migration, legal or illegal immigration problem, and the integration of those minorities into their societies, that's another problem. And also emerging nationalist, racist movements is another threat for EU. And politically, I think we have a leadership problem in the EU. Okay, about this philosophical, historical source of the problem, what can we say? Life cycle of civilizations, Ibn Khaldun says, civilizations are just like human beings. They are born, they grow up. At a certain term, they are dynamic, they are powerful, strong, you know, attractive. But in the end, sooner or later, they get mature, they grow old, and they you know, leave out the stage. If we look at the civilizations are not eternal, the collapse sooner or later is inevitable. In other words, hegemony is not fixed to a certain geography forever. Look at the ancient Greek, it's gone. Ancient Egypt is gone. Ancient Roman Empire is gone. Ottoman Empire has collapsed. You know, Soviet Union is gone. So I think there is a merit in that to take a lesson that we cannot expect the EU as a major dominant hegemonic power in the world stage forever. It will change. And I think all the projections now indicate that by 2050, emerging seven, E7, including Brazil, India, China, Russia, Turkey, Indonesia, and South Korea, E7 is going to exceed as a you know economic volume, the economic volume of these E7 will dominate G7, today's existing largest economies in the world. Demographic problem. It's very clear that Europe is suffering from an aging problem. The median age is in the EU is 43 approximately. Compare this with 28 in Turkey. So population is not increasing in the EU, especially the share of the EU population is getting smaller. This is serious implications about the sustainability or insolvency of the social security system in the coming decades. Let's look at a little bit about the facts and figures. Okay, as you see, world population is increasing. Right now we are approximately, we have 7 billion people, but the share of the EU population from 1960 to 2010 fell down from 20% approximately to half, 10% now. World population as taking 1960 as a base is growing up, but the EU population clearly is stagnant or even falling. Population size, population structure by major age groups, as you can see, the share of the working age population is falling down from 67% in 1990 down to 56% in projected to be 56 in 2060. When you look at the population pyramids, you can see EU 27 as percent of total population, the aging and the old population is growing up. The share of the old population is going up clearly. Again, same thing. What about the change in the share of population age 65 years or over between 1990 and 2006? You can see again, elderly population is growing. Population is structural indicators compared, you know, in EU members compared to Turkey, Croatia, Macedonia. Okay, the other problem is economic problem. How, some of the economic problems EU has been suffering from in recent years partly coming from global economic crisis, but not all. Even before the global economic crisis, EU had some economic problems, especially labor market regulations was even before the global economic crisis. Right now, many EU countries are suffering from heavy debt burdens, budget deficits, and in general, in the EU, all over the EU, we have this lack of fiscal discipline. We have monetary union, so inflation is under control by the united, you know, homogenized monetary policies, but there is no fiscal discipline, there is no fiscal union. And look at the problem, what's going on in Greece, Spain, Portugal, Ireland, Italy. So we have heavy debt burden, financial volatility, political instability, high budget deficits, lower economic growth, low potential output, high unemployment rates, lack of fiscal union, and we have clearly coordination problems. Looking at some of the major macroeconomic indicators in some of the EU members, Greece, Portugal, Spain, Ireland, Italy, Germany, Latvia, and EU 27, real GDP growth is very, very low or even negative. Unemployment rate is quite high, 17%, 13%, 22%. You know, world average is around 8% something. In EU 27 is around 10%, and some of these EU members have more than 20% of unemployment. What about government public debt over as percentage of GDP? Greece is like 165%. Portugal 100%. Ireland again, Italy 120%, Germany 81%, Latvia is doing well, relatively 42%. Remember, Maastricht criterion is 60% of public debts as a percent of GDP. Right now, even Germany, which is one of the strongest economies in the EU, is suffering from heavy debt burden, around 81% of GDP as public debts. What about budget deficits as percent of GDP? As you can see, 9, 4, 8.5, 13%. And keep that in mind that actually Maastricht criteria is 3% for this ratio. So again, many, even the largest, are larger and the experienced. Members, older members of the EU is even suffering from this bad macroeconomic indicators. What about the cultural social problem? Migration laws right now, you know, is not allowing migration flows from outside of the EU. And it's a fact that actually there are millions of minorities coming from Asia, coming from North Africa, coming from Turkey and other places. There are millions of people living in there. And there are separated families. I know a lady trying to go to Germany to his husband. She is 40 years old. And Germany does not accept this lady because she cannot speak German. You know, that sort of problematic issues are there. Social integration. Are we going to allow the minorities, Turks, Muslims, North Africans, Arabs, etc., to keep their own cultural identity in the EU, or are we expecting them to melt down in the EU spot, EU plot? Are we expecting them to give up their national, you know, cultural, religious beliefs, you know, cultural features? Or are we going to allow them to keep their identity within Europe? That's a serious issue. Nationalism, racism is a big threat to me. Neo-Nazi movements are on the rise in Germany, in France, in Norway, in, you know, some other parts. So this is a big problem for all Europe as well as outside of Europe. Okay, what could be done? You know, we should be on the right side to be moderate, promote the democratic values, pluralism, but not radicalism, anti-democrat, racist, isolationist, xenophobic understanding. Okay, what about the political issues and the leadership problem? I think we would agree that there is some sort of political instability emerging in the EU now. Greece had general elections a few weeks ago, but there has been no government at all. The political parties could not, you know, came together and then establish a coalition government. I think they are going to repeat the general election. There are some other countries also suffering from this political instability. Enlargement, okay, the future of enlargement is a question for EU. Are we going to enlarge? Are we going to include new members or not? Is it going to be a vertical integration or horizontal integration? I think EU leadership has not a clear idea on that, where to go, what to do. What about the future of the Eurozone? Right now, are we going to keep Greece within Eurozone, or should we kick them out? You know, we have to decide something, either this way or that way. I think this uncertainty and delaying the problems, and as they say, kicking the ball out of the playing ground is not a solution. We have to decide soon what to do. Okay, and these solutions to these problems requires leadership. Charismatic, strong, determined, courageous, and ready to pay the price, taking the risk. And I think since Margaret Thatcher and Helmut Kohl of Germany and Great Britain, I can see that sort of charismatic, strong leadership, determined, and ready to pay the price of, you know, transformation. This is a serious problem, in my opinion, in Europe. Okay, what to do about the leadership? EU, I think, has to find or raise, new leaders, charismatic, reformist, ready to pay the price of change. What about the aging population? I think there is nothing much to do except changing the migration laws and allowing new, fresh blood coming from outside. Okay. Immigration issues are just related to that one. We should allow, I think, labor mobility. You know, supporting the idea of free trade on one side, but closing the doors for labor, I think this is inconsistency. Integration problems. EU has to open doors for others, be tolerant, sensitive to plurality and freedoms. What about fiscal union? Monetary union without fiscal union, as you can see, is problematic. You have doing good at one side, but at the other side, you have suffering a lot of problems. So I think EU has to decide the fiscal union very seriously. EU has to review the welfare state and social security policies. Today, I think the welfare state and labor market, with this labor market restrictions, the social security system cannot be sustained in the coming decades. We need more flexible labor markets and fiscal discipline. And against the nationalist racist trends, I think we need to promote liberal democratic values, tolerance, alliance of civilizations, dialogue, interfaith dialogue, intercultural dialogue, etc., and free trade. Thank you.